What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
We're coming in with some power, some energy, and we're coming in with What's Up, Lagos?
What's Up, Lagos?
Don't worry, we have plenty of water here today.
Oh, you actually brought water for me.
Duh.
Oh, it's not for me. Is it for me? Wait. I thought you did it for me.
Duh.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, you mean all of that bag, there's no water in it?
There's no water here, just like plenty lip gloss. Nobody's seeing my lips on air, but
you need to apply some ointment on the voice.
On the voice,
you should always have
vocal ointment.
Vocal ointment.
You know, I think I have something. I'll check later on in life.
No, not yet. Welcome to Watch of Lagos. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. I'm here with Isoke on the show.
Hi,
you've
Lagos.
Got 2 hours of fun with us. As we take you through various conversations on the show, be sure to join us when we open the phone lines on 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, you have a line, and that's 01465-7190. If you cannot call, or if you're trying to call and you can't get through, please head straight to WhatsApp, and that's 0805-975-8805. I'll call it again. You got it? 080. Ready? Mm-hmm. What is it again?
I don't even know.
I can't remember.
Okay. I think the WhatsApp fans, they know it. They have it saved.
I remember. 0809597 58. Whatever.
That's it.
Okay. So that's all.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. All right. The APC convention is going on. It's pretty an interesting time. For those of you, some people did not sleep overnight, though. They were monitoring the APC convention, the presidential. Right now, they're sorting votes. And after the sorting, immediately the counting will begin. I'm thinking there appears to be a winner with what we've heard. I was following the counting, with the sorting before I came in here, and it's looking like somebody, the Emilokan of Lagos, looks like he just might win.
Ah, God.
Yeah.
Help us in this, our decision.
Yeah.
Really.
It is what it is. By the way, you still have some time to get your PVC. You have to the end of June. So go to any and a coffee close to you and go get your PVC so that you can vote. But I think that now more than ever, Nigerians realize the role that political parties play.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, essentially the political parties will determine the candidate you can vote for.
Mm-hmm.
It is only the candidates they present that you can vote for. I think that clearly in this election, the pre-election year, has become clearer the power that delegates hold. Delegates hold a lot of power. And I think more than before, you might be start to think about if you need to join a political party, because that's where the game actually happens.
Yeah.
The intrigues that happens at political level, the PDP primaries was just a while ago, and we're here also monitoring the other parties also having their primaries. The candidates they decide on is what does, those are the options. It's like going to a restaurant. The menu is a menu, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're working at that restaurant, you can't change the menu. So, yeah, you have to pick from the menu.
Exactly.
You have to pick from the menu.
You know.
But still get your PVC so you can choose the best from the menu.
And then, you know, what if you don't want to eat at the restaurant? Do you, you know, get on a plane and
this
then, you
particular
know,
menu.
This particular
you
one.
You must chop from it.
Okay, all right.
Otherwise, everybody like cannot japper.
It's true.
Everyone, I mean, even if you decide to leave, are you moving with all your family members?
True.
Right.
True. I'm thinking about it.
But you see, if you're totally convinced to leave, there's a flight leaving Nigeria practically every 2 hours. So jump on one.
Okay. Yeah. Just to go and gather some money.
That's right.
Get my money.
Welcome to What's Up Lagos. We're glad to have you here. So we're going to take the next half hour before we jump into our full conversation today.
Okay.
Yesterday was again pretty sweet.
I'm still laughing.
It was very sweet. Today we're stepping up that conversation. I'm going to tell you what angle we're looking at. But let's just get a feel of Lagos for the next half hour, shall we? Give us some ginger, some vibe. Let's know you're there. Tell us how the day's going, where you're at. It's 12 minutes past 10. What's it looking like at your end? Any update? By the way, we've got reports that there's a body lying lifeless around Alaba Market here in Lagos. A caller that reached out to our newsroom told us the body is opposite La Casera. We're calling on relevant authorities to attend to these and do the needful ASAP. Also, if you're around that area, please call 112 or 737 and report the incident. We're bringing this live on air. There's a body lying lifeless around Alaba Market in Lagos. So tell us where you are, what's going on around there. Just give us a feeler, give us some energy. Shout. Yes, we came with water. We're ready for the ginger.
Water and lip gloss.
And lip gloss for some
very
people.
Very important.
For some people. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 0146-571-190. So Kez ready to chair. So let's go.
Ready.
Hello? No, not like that.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Cheers to life! That's it. That's it. That's it.
I thought my mom was calling on the radio, my God.
Oh, yay! Thank you for the ginger. Hey. We're glad you're here.
But I decided that I have to give you that ginger for being the first one.
Ginger,
we appreciate.
Ginger.
Yes. Round of applause for this uncle.
Welcome.
My name is Daniel. I'm calling from Mushi.
Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Yeah. Good morning, Nigeria.
Thank you for calling us. What's it like in your area? What's going on?
Mushi here is calm. Except for yesterday that they were fighting out there about these bike men and...
Yeah, police.
The task force came in and settled everything down. Okay. And everywhere is calm now. Everybody had business and normal.
Okay, but are the bikes still there? Are the bikes still moving?
The bikes are still moving, but not as much.
As before. No.
They are very stubborn here somehow.
Mushi is hood, though. Sure you know. Thank you for calling. I know they're going to have a tough time, me, Mushi. Hello?
What's up, nigga?
Give it up. Yes! Cheers to life!
I think I did it so well that time.
Good morning.
It's not okay.
It's okay.
What's
up? Remember yesterday?
Yeah.
I didn't sleep. Nepa was just doing pick and front.
Oh, good.
We were watching live. Like, imagine all my internet was just nothing in the primary ground.
And they are still at it, though.
At some point, I just got tired.
That's too much.
When I saw men that were supposed to be standing for the men pulling out, I was like, what's going on these people now?
Well,
let's stop our preferred candidate. Well, let's say it goes.
I'm telling you, we're still watching. I don't worry, Nigeria, you forgot to cover. You're going to hear it first. Here, we're monitoring for you how it's going at the primaries. Hello?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for calling. Where are you calling
us
from?
Please, I want you to help us to beg Nepa.
Nepa.
Like, should I go China to go and import light?
Hey, Nepa, we're begging you. Although there's no Nepa again.
Honestly.
But what area?
Please. 2 weeks.
Which area is that?
Hey.
2 weeks.
Yes.
Have you guys gone to the...
We just blink it. Bring it 30 minutes and we'll see it again.
Have you gone to your disco to complain?
No, we did not go for complaint.
You have to go there now. Go find out what's going on. Because my area, once we don't have light for 2 days, the chairman of my landlord association, he knows, he's getting a call right away. Like, what's popping? What's going on? So we can know what to do, right? You need to go find out what's happening and also go make your complaint. Good morning. Oh, yeah, now who's there?
Hello,
you're online.
Good morning, what's up, man?
of the call.
I'm telling you. The network fed him.
Sir, your ginger is on a billion. It is unmatched. We love you.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up? Good morning.
Women now, where is she now?
She's on leave.
Please let she come back.
She will definitely.
By the way, my name is Eze. I'm calling from Odogbolino.
Welcome, Eze. Welcome to the show.
How is Lagos now?
No, I mean, gossip was they ask you, how is Lagos?
Okay, she didn't ask me now. I first asked you, how is Lagos?
But now you're dead street now, but you are not in Lagos.
Odogbolu is fine. Odogbolu, Odogbolu always a kingdom.
Okay, it's not part of Lagos.
It's not in Lagos. It's in Ogun State.
Along
Ijabode. When you are going from Lagos, you are coming down, you pass to Odogbolu before you go to Ijabode.
Oh, I see. What you're asking me.
That is where we locate ourselves. But that place is a very nice place.
Oh, I'm sure.
Green pasture and all kind of vegetarian diet. You can find it here.
Wow.
I think we are more than wonderful here.
Send us some of all of those vegetables.
Some vegetarian.
Thank you so much for calling. I'm sure you're going to also have fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
Some weeks ago, I went to Ibadan.
Okay.
I'm telling you, the air is just different. When you're at the outskirts, the air is different. It's calm. It's beautiful. It's quiet.
I love it.
But I can't stand it for too long.
How come?
Lagos is, we've got this obsessive disorder.
Oh my gosh.
For a fast-paced life.
Yes.
So that once you're outside Lagos for too long,
you're
feeling like everything is like your boat that you lose.
I agree. In fact, when I went to Abuja, there was just this culture shock. I'm like, why is everywhere so calm?
Yeah.
What's going on? No.
Like, are you people not going anywhere?
Please, no. I need to come back to my crazy city.
All right, we got Joe on the line. Oh, it's John.
It's John. Okay.
John, let it go. Let it go. Hello, John.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yay.
Yes. Cheers to
now.
Well, fantastic. Thank you.
I can see that you're doing good.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, I talk about all by school and camp.
Good to know.
Except for the light that is there. And it has not been on for about 2 or 3 days now.
You also don't have light. What's going on?
You don't have light. They will blink it. So they will bring it and they will take it away for hours. They will just leave it for 1 hour.
Hey.
And they take it away for us.
Well, have you called your disco? Have you gone there to find
I'm not far from them. It's always technical issues.
Please, no need to stress. Don't feel too bad. Even if they don't give you light, you are the light.
Light of the world.
Yeah, please. Come on.
especially stress of then you want to relocate to another land with that now.
Thank you for calling. It's okay.
Okay, so
I hope you are powering your AC and freezer because as you are the light of the world.
I am the light. Yes.
Power this console.
I've got it. I've got it on lock. You know, so someone just sent a message.
Yeah.
Daniel from Igondo. He said, "Good morning, Wemimo, and it's okay. This your response, cheers to life, is so funny. I like your ginger, but increase the bass of your voice. When saying cheers to life, your voices are too treble and ajebo-ish. I love you guys." So next time, if you call Daniel, I'll be like, cheers to life.
I don't even know what you're sounding like.
That's my treble voice.
I don't know what that
call
sounds
me,
like.
Daniel. Call.
Call and give us some of that bass.
Call, I'll give you the bass.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, welcome to the show.
What's up, man?
Yes! Yes! Cheers to life!
Energy, man.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. My name is Victor.
Victor, you got energy, man. Welcome to What's Up Lagos. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling all the way from Ikeja.
Welcome to the show. What's it like around your area right now?
Well, I stay on Irawo. So I'm calling the respect of our refuse, Loma.
Okay.
Loma have not been to our place for over 2 months now, and the whole place is, you know, messy.
But you know that usually you have contractors in charge of each area. Do you have their numbers? Have you called them to find out what's going on?
Yes, we've been to their office with complaints, and it's still the same old story.
Huh.
That they will come, and it's never ending.
Huh. Yeah. I hope they do, and I hope they're not billing you, because you see, waste management is a big deal, because for waste, there's nothing you can do about it. It keeps piling up. And it's unhealthy. It brews germs, diseases. You've got children playing around, you know, and so on. Let's jump to WhatsApp, shall we?
Okay, so we have Afrigogo Delogo from Obalende, who said, "What's up, Lagos? Good morning. It was an El Clasico night. I found groups of Nigerians gathered at different points with their eyes wide open, watching the political championship league. Wemimo, I'm not happy the direction the results is going. Oh,
well,
he gets as he they do me. Well, as for me, now Ghana they hungry me right now." So he's on Team Jackpa, it seems.
So let me tell you how to get to Ghana. Easy peasy. Just go to Jibowu.
Uh-huh.
Plenty buses.
To Ghana. Stop it.
I'm not kidding you.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, too. I have some friends listening in. We're planning a trip to Ghana. We're going to pay plenty money.
It's either you go by air, tickets are now expensive, or you just go straight here.
Is it safe?
Yes, I've gone on the road trip twice.
To Ghana?
Yes.
Like how much?
I don't know how much it is now.
Yeah, but back then.
But seriously, there are a lot of buses there. Big buses.
Mr. Afrigogo, see, so, I'm ready to go with you.
Yeah.
Okay, so tomorrow morning, before they find out that I'm not here,
drop location.
Please, quickly, come and take me. I want to go to Ghana. All right.
We'll pack your things and let's have some more space around here.
Kindly.
Let's go on. We have more on WhatsApp.
Let me see. Nope.
Okay. So we have a break coming up shortly. When we come back from that break, we're talking to you about our topic for today. It's going to be really, really exciting. So you want to stay around to catch all of it. If you were here with us yesterday on the show and you listened to the first part, you know that what's going down today is also very fabulous. Let me see. We'll have one more minute so we can take one more call before we head out. Hello?
What's Anna? Up, Lagos?
Come on. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Cheers to life.
Of Lagos.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Good morning. I'm Oladele calling.
Thank you. Oladele. Welcome. How was that?
Yes, you're in our city, our streets.
Yeah, close to us. What's
welcome
up
to the show.
Yeah, you guys are really doing great.
Thank
I'm a caller and I'm so happy to be here.
Please give him a round of applause, please. Aww. Oh, thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Good to have you.
Have a great day.
And you too. Bye. Keep listening. We've got more conversations coming up. You're listening to What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. You can also join us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. So when we come back from this break, yesterday we started the conversation around when should you get married? Should you prepare and build your career and business before having kids?
Yes.
Or should you have the kids?
No.
Let them be growing on one side.
No.
And you're building your business and career.
No.
Today I'm gonna ask you, for those of you who have children or are planning to have kids,
mm-hmm.
how much of your life should you give for your kids? We'll be right back.
More talk, news and sports after this.
Welcome to the show again. It's What's Up Lagos. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. And today we're asking you, so for those of you who are already parents or who are planning to become parents, how much of your life should you give up for your children? Let me tell you the basis for this conversation. Now, as Africans, most of our parents, for a lot of people who grew up from average homes, poor to average homes, don't give me the side eye.
Either
you look at me full face or you turn your face.
Okay.
You see that side eye thing?
That's
better.
I'm facing you straight up.
Yeah, that's better.
I'm here for
facing
this.
Facing with your foot chest.
Is here.
Now, Now, for a lot of people who grew up from moderate to average homes, it's most parents give everything they have to...
Stop. Go on.
No, stop.
Go on. I'm not waiting to attack you or really anything. Have to.
Well, I mean, that's a vibe you're giving me. So most parents spend everything they have on their children.
Okay.
Your schooling. She's trying to get it. Seriously, it's not working.
Let me do this.
Okay,
you.
I'm not. I'm going to stop looking at you. So most parents, they give up everything they have for their children. They give up all of their salaries and feeding you, sending you to school. So they don't have life savings. And that's just it. So when you grow up, they're hoping you get a job and they're relying on you. But now there's a trend on social media. You find young people saying, I don't even owe my parents anything, right? I owe myself first. I want to set myself first. And then when I have some change, I'll give some to my parents. In fact, I heard somebody say, my parents, when they were young and at my age, they took care of themselves. It was when they had children that they started taking care of my children. So I'm going to do the same thing. I'll first of all take care of myself. When I have children, I'll take care of my children. My parents come third. So as a parent, seeing that, number one, your child is not a guaranteed retirement plan. You're not absolutely sure that your child will make it, although you've totally invested in them. So how much of your life should you give up? I'm talking about your life in the sense of, for women, it's pretty easy to tag. Like once you're married, you're giving up your friends, first of all. You're giving up the jobs you can take. Your career is suffering for it. You're not going out anymore. All of your life, you're buying stuff for your children, keeping your home. Should you as a parent be selfish to a certain point? How much of your life should you give up for your child? It's okay. It's first.
Wait.
On to have the floor.
I feel like if I speak, Lagosians will break my head.
No, go ahead.
Can you, let's hear what you feel first. Can we hear like your point of view?
My point of view?
Yeah.
I think that, again, I keep saying that I very much believe in the essence of being. I can't overemphasize that.
Yeah.
I believe in the essence of human, each human being having a being. And I'm first my being before I'm a mom. No, before I'm first a spouse to you, or then before I'm a mom, or before I'm a colleague, or before I'm anything, I'm first a being. And you see, that being has to be wholesome.
Yeah, I agree.
That being has to look good.
Of course.
You get what I'm saying?
It got to look good. What? Okay, that's why the studio is hot today. Like, I've just been sweating, calling on the technical crew. It's because of you. Hot spice is your hot being.
See, I believe that, you know, you should, even the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. So I'm naturally a giving person. But as much as I will give to you, I will invest and save something for myself.
Of course, yes.
Then I'll think about the children and say, okay, I can help their life, you know, and save something up for them. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna put myself up a retirement plan because I intend when I retire to enjoy my life.
That's it.
And I do not intend to base that off the success of a child. Because again, I'm not certain how I pray for them. I hope for the best, but life is life.
Yes.
If I put all of my life on them and I'm waiting, I don't know. You got a point.
I think that's 100%.
Awesome.
Honestly. So I heard that in the US, the way they function is like, you don't own your children. Like, it's the state. You're just a custodian. So that's why they can actually come anytime and they can be like, child protection services and all that stuff. They can be like, yo, we don't think you're taking care of this child the way we deem fit, so we're going to take the child away from you. And when I heard that, I was like, it makes a lot of sense to me. Do we, are our children really ours? Or, you know, are we just custodians? Definitely not for the state, but, you know.
In their own sense, now, I've talked about this on Table Talk, for those who follow my Table Talk show, and I believe that you cannot own another person. I think for the US, where the social services is pretty strong, I also think that's crap. It's good to some extent when you're saving the child from abuse, right? But when you go overboard, I know black persons in the US, their kids are more likely to end up with social services. If anybody sneezes up on you, you're losing that child. But let's take a few calls. So how much of your life should you give for your child? Is it okay as a parent to be a little selfish? I'm talking to the moms and the dads and those who are planning to become one. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers 0146571900. Put off that radio.
Hello.
Are you ready? Good morning. What's your name? Welcome.
John from Ogba.
Hello.
Hello, John from Ogba.
All right, John. Please go on.
I'll say 80-20. Just like you said there in the studio that you are being forced.
Yeah.
That being must be wholesome.
Yes.
You must leave. You must leave,
yes,
before your children leave.
Yes.
And there's no guarantee that when you are old, these children will take good care of you.
Yeah.
Except that the word that is God sent.
Yeah.
So all you want to do is be a custodian, but being a custodian means that you just have to take good care of what is in your custody.
Yes.
And you leave the rest to God.
We're on the same page. I agree with you. Do we have something on WhatsApp? We need to jump off in a bit.
So we have T, who said, currently I'm in this situation. I have two children, and as at now, I've given about 4 years of my life towards my children, but really it has not been easy doing so. Mm. I am ready to take my life back.
Take it back.
Take it back, boo.
All right, we need to go out for a break. Somebody will be winning $100.
Well,
ladies,
yeah,
and gentlemen. So stay glued to your radio set. We've got 15 minutes to give you
$100. $100.
Jackpot level almost ready.
Exactly.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set. Okay.
So people from OctaFX will be joining us in the studio, and we want to give away $100 in the next few minutes. I'm going to introduce someone who's coming from them. First of all, Ambrose Ebuka, who's a mentor and trader with more than 2.5 years of trading experience. He's got online and offline Forex seminars in universities, over 150 students. He's been a guest speaker at the Financial Summit 2021, and Ambrose conducts live trading sessions, seminars and webinars, and also provides technical and fundamental news analysis to 1,000 plus students online. He's a speaker at the OctaFX official YouTube channel. Welcome to the show, Ambrose.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome. You're going to give us some energy on the show. So I want to hear a shout. What's up, Lagos? Go on.
Hey, Lagos. What's up? What's going on?
I'm telling you that we have $100 to give up.
Yeah, yeah.
No, if you cannot shout, lose your voice, just shout.
All right,
let's get started. Now, I've introduced you already. Now, tell me what Forex trading is about.
Okay, I'm going to give you the definition in layman terms that even a three-year-old would understand. So, Forex is just basically an abbreviation for foreign exchange, right? It's just basically taking the first three words from foreign and the first two words from exchange. So you get Forex as an abbreviation.
Yeah.
Now, what is foreign exchange? Foreign exchange is the conversion or the exchange of two currencies, right? And we have foreign exchange, we have the Forex market, which is a global decentralized market where currencies are being traded. Now, the Forex market is open 24 hours, 5 days a week. And it's open on Sunday at 10 p.m. Nigerian time and closes on Friday at 10 p.m. Nigerian time. So that's a basic definition of what Forex is.
Mm-hmm.
And that a three-year-old can understand.
Right, that's fantastic. Now, for a layman, which you've said, a three-year-old should be able to understand that. Forex, foreign.
Foreign exchange.
That's simple, easy peasy. So how can people log on to this? How can they be a part of trading? Can someone who knows nothing about this, can they come into trading Forex?
Yeah, so on a global scale, Forex has a total daily liquidity of $6.6 trillion. What this means is that every day, at least $6.6 trillion is being transacted in the foreign exchange market on a global scale. Now, if someone wants to be a part of the foreign exchange market, you'd have to get an online trading account, right? And to do that, you have to register with a broker. So a broker provides a trading account, support functions, and gives you access to the foreign exchange market. So to get access to the foreign exchange market, you need to have a broker, an account to trade.
All right, I got that. So we said we're giving $100 away, but before we do that, I want people to know how they can reach you. You've got trainings coming up, right?
Yes, OctaFX host.
Because once they hear money, they might not.
Like me.
But OxyFX hosts online webinars and live trading sessions. And what this basically means is that if you have zero knowledge or little knowledge about the Forex market, you can just check the OxyFX YouTube channel. There are, you know, videos and webinars that explains from the fundamentals, from the basics to intermediate and advanced level of Forex trading.
Yeah.
And you can log on to the OxyFX YouTube channel to learn and understand how to navigate through the foreign exchange market.
All right, so let's slowly spell OxyFX so they can get the right YouTube channel.
Okay, so OxyFX is spelled OCTAFX.
Easy. Like, okay, let's do it the same way you did it. Octa, the first three was from October. OCT. And then the A sound, OctaFX. Okay, we want to give you $100.
Yes, and then, thank you.
For people like it's okay, who are planning to jackpot. We are
so this is the station for me.
So we're going to open the phone lines. We've got quizzes for you. So this is how we're going to play it. If you can answer correctly my three questions, I've got three questions for you. If you answer those three questions correctly, you win $100. Easy peasy.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, easy peasy.
So, can I play this game?
No, please? You can't. Put off your microphone.
Oh, no.
0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 01465-71190. Mini Manimo. Let's take this one. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Give me some vibes. What's up, Lagos? Put off your radio.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yeah, cheers to life. Welcome to the show. So, go ahead and tell me, this is your number one question. Do you know anything about, what is the abbreviation? What does the abbreviation Forex, what does it stand for?
It stands for Application of Forex Exchange.
It will need long answer ago.
Eh?
Put off your radio, man. Please do that.
Okay.
All right.
FX stands for foreign exchange. Okay. Exchange of two currencies.
Correct. All right. I got my second question for you. Number two. When is the Forex market open?
Okay. 12 p.m. on Mondays and closes 10 p.m. on Friday.
Is it correct?
No, it's not correct.
Oh, no. Sorry. Let's try again. Let's try another person. Hello? I wasn't going to be you. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Give me some energy. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Cheers to life!
That's it. So you got three questions. Number one, what does the abbreviation Forex stand for?
Foreign exchange.
Correct. Somebody already answered that one. If you missed it, I was going to be angry with you. Number two, when is the Forex market open?
11 p.m. Nigerian time and 11 p.m. Nigerian time on Sundays. Yeah.
Till when now?
Till 9 p.m. Nigerian time on Fridays.
Is she correct?
No, she's not correct.
Oh,
No. Let's try this one. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Okay, I don't have all that time. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, thank you for calling. Go on, give me some energy.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? That's how we sign in here.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yes. Cheers to life! Welcome to the show. Okay, now let's go to number two straight away. When is the foreign exchange market open?
It's open 25 hours, 5 days a week, and closes on Friday, 10 p.m. Nigeria time.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yay! Come on.
Okay, question number three. What is the difference between ask and bid price?
Hey.
This is the same one, come again.
Ask and bid price. Let me give you the options available. Number one, spread. Number two, space. Number three, speed. Number four, center.
Please come again.
What you don't have all the time, Mo. What is the difference between the ask and bid price? Spread, space, speed, center. What's the answer? Oh yeah, do mini money more.
I'll go with B.
Wrong. Oh. Hello, good morning. Put up your radio and call again. Hello? Come on, you guys don't want to take this $100. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. Give me some energy.
What's up?
All right, take me the answer to the last question. We've already got the answers to the first two. What's the difference between the ask and the bid price? Your options, spread, space, speed, and center. No time, no time. Don't call me. I'll be doing call me if you have the correct answer. I don't know. Stop now. You guys stop it. Hello?
What's up, Linda?
What's up, what's up, what's up? Is yes. That's all the energy you have for $100, yeah?
What's up, Linda?
Cheers to life.
All right, give me the answer. What is the difference between ask and bid price? Spread, space, speed, and center. Which is it?
C.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Hello, give me the energy. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Go on, go on. Give me some energy.
Yes, oh, what's up, Lagos?
That's it, that's it. Give me the answer. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me the answer, quick.
Spread,
yeah. Congratulations. Please stay on the line. Our call center guys will get your number and your details. You've won yourself $100.
Just like that. But wait.
Just like that.
What?
Just like that. Just like that.
Wait, wait,
like,
wait.
Like that.
Wait. He has had one question.
Oh, well, it's luck.
Oh, wow.
It is luck.
I said I wanted to play this game
you
now.
You can't play. You can't play. So to learn more about Forex trading, Ambrose has got a YouTube
OctaFX, channel,
yeah. The YouTube channel is a place to go to. Tell us about that one more time. What are the things they'll find there, and how does this help the average Nigerian?
Okay, so the YouTube channel, the OctaFX YouTube channel, contains videos by trading experts that explain exactly how you can navigate through the foreign exchange market. The videos go from the basics to the intermediate and advanced level of trading, so that even if you have zero or no knowledge about the foreign exchange market, you can just come in and watch these videos and understand how exactly the foreign exchange market works. Mm. There are also live trading sessions to where the trader shows you his live trade, analyzes the market live, and then you just watch and learn on the OctaFX YouTube channel.
I am hoping that this guy stayed on the line because I can't see him here.
Maybe you could send...
I am seriously hoping that you stayed on the line and someone got your details because it looks like he dropped the call.
Sir, did you drop the call?
Ha.
Are you there?
Ha.
Hey, wait, don't worry. I will keep your money for you.
Ha.
You can trust in me.
Because anybody is going to claim that money.
I will. Don't you trust in me, Wemi Mo. I'll keep the money.
I know you very well.
I'm faithful, loyal, and honest.
I know you very well. So before you go, tell me the advantages of Forex trading and how do people... So a lot of people are afraid of the risk because you can lose money. So how do you navigate that space?
Okay, so about the advantages, the foreign exchange market can keep you flexible because if you have, like, if you work in 9 to 5 and you come back by, let's say, 6 and 7, you can still access the foreign exchange market. It's open 24 hours for 5 days a week, so you can be time flexible to create your own trading time. And the foreign exchange market doesn't, you know, require you to just stick to one trading style or one trading plan. You can have different trading styles. You can decide to hold your trades for a long term. You can decide to hold your trades for a short term. Different trading styles. And about the risks involved in trading, it's very important that before you venture into the foreign exchange markets, you understand how it works. It's just like every other business, you know, for you to be successful, you need to be educated.
Yeah.
So when you get the knowledge, you understand the risks involved. And that's one way that you can actually overcome the risk, because if you create that self-awareness that, okay, this is a risky market, but these are the things I need to do so that I mitigate the negative
the
effects of
it.
Yeah. So once you do those things, and then you've created this edge or developed this edge over the market.
I like that OctaFX is providing knowledge, right? Saying just go to the YouTube page, just go learn
for
how
free.
To do it for free. I mean, they're not even asking you to bring any money. Just go learn, get the correct information. Thank you very much, Ambrose,
Thank
for coming on the
much
show.
For
Before you
me.
Go, give me some energy. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
That's the show. We've got the news coming up shortly. After that, we'll continue our conversation. How much of your life should you give up for your children? Let's talk when we come back.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. It's What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewunmi. I'm here with...
It's okay.
All right. So welcome to the show again. And today we're asking you the question, how much of your life should you give up for your child or your children? A lot of women will have a lot to say about this, but I think some men would also do the same. Because
certainly,
yeah. So, how much of your life do you think should you suspend your life for your children? Maybe some, but how much of it? One of us right here wants to give us word of wisdom. Somebody say word of wisdom.
Word of wisdom.
Word of wisdom.
We got somebody up here in the studio with us.
Shout for us. Give us that.
What's up, Lagos?
Yay. Welcome to the show. Yeah, introduce yourself.
My name is Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy, tell us how much of your life should you give up for your child? You got children. How much did you give up? I think that's a better question.
I gave up a lot for my three kids. I think children are gifts, right? Gifts are precious. So I think it also depends on the individual, what you're willing to give up. But as a mom, you should have something for yourself. You should be able to make your children proud. You should be able to keep examples they should emulate.
Yeah.
So don't give up everything.
Yeah.
Keep something for yourself.
So how much should you keep for yourself? How much should you let go?
50-50.
That's never going to be
50% of my life.
50-50.
Yeah. Please.
At least when they're a certain age.
Okay. Till they're like what age?
Man, when they get to 14, they're on their own.
So you mean you're going to pause 50% of your life until your children are 14?
For 14 years.
Some women, I think when they begin to pursue career, and their kids are at a very tender age, they tend to neglect a bit because they're trying to get to that, you know, that place where they feel they should be in their careers. When your children are a bit younger, I think you should be able to. It's very difficult to get that work-life balance as a mom when the kids are very young. It's very difficult because you miss a lot of their milestones. You're not there when they take their first step. You're not there probably when they're lacking behind academically. You're not there because you're at work, right?
But so, you don't sleep at work, do you? You go home, don't you?
If you live in Lagos,
you sleep at work, man. Because like you leave at 5 a.m. in the morning. You probably get home at 9 p.m. It takes a lot. I'm not saying it's not doable.
It's not.
It's doable, but
it is doable.
It takes a lot. It takes a lot from you.
So I agree that it takes a lot, but I also believe that it is doable. Because in all fairness, I do not see myself suspending my life.
No, not suspending your life. I'm just saying
it's suspending my life.
No,
it's suspending your life.
Yeah. I don't think it's suspending your life. I'm just saying try to balance it. Let it balance.
Yeah, I agree on the balance. And you said the first caller, I agree on the 80-20. Because again, you've got a duty to those kids. They did not ask to be born.
It goes up when they turn 14. In America, like in the more developed countries, they say the kids become very independent when they are 16.
Okay.
At 16, you begin to drive yourself to school. I know in Canada, at least, like they do.
Nigeria is still 18.
Yeah, but in Nigeria, it's 18.
Yes.
When they are 18.
But you know that many times the things you give up after 18 years, and 18 is for the last child. So we're talking just maybe about 20, 24, 25 years, you're possibly not able to go back to those things.
Exactly.
Because if you were in a race to get your master's degree, you really wanted to get a doctorate. Not like it's now impossible, but it's just a bit more difficult after 20 years.
Well, I got my master's 13 years after I finished my first degree because I was, you know, being a mom.
700-993-993-993. How much of your life should you give up for your children? That's what we're talking about today. It's good to... Kids are gifts, right? Definitely. They're precious and they need to be taken care of. But how much of your life should you suspend for them? Good morning, hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Yes, cheers to life. That's the energy. Welcome. Please tell us your name.
Good morning.
Good morning,
this
ma'am.
Is Grace calling you from Igando.
Welcome, Grace.
Yeah, for me, I give everything. Like I just sent you WhatsApp, but he has not connect yet.
Ah, okay.
You gave up everything. Hello?
Did you say you gave up everything?
Everything.
Yes, I will give everything to my kids due to what happened to a friend of mine. We were both working class, but somewhere along the line, she got this house set. Whom someone brought to her house. Or not to say that the house set got to know the husband lover who gave her rat poison
Give
the children. And she lost the whole four kids. And she had a fourth at the last child at 41. As I'm saying to you, she literally finally committed suicide.
Oh my God.
Yes. This thing happened just 2 years ago.
And today, I gave birth to quadruplets. I have four boys at a go.
Wow.
Just imagine me.
Go on.
Hello? Oh, I think the network did that bad. Oh, no. That's a really, really sad story.
Yeah.
But I still think that even if you are there as a woman, that situation could still have happened.
Definitely.
The only addition is that the housewife could have killed you along with the children at the same time.
Yeah.
Because she said that she found out that the husband loved the house help. There are a lot of women who are there at home and the husband loves the house help.
Yeah, again, that balance, that's the balance we're talking
about. Why are you looking like that?
I'm stunned.
The balance.
I'm flabbergasted.
The work-life balance.
You see, I'm talking about that specific instance. She's talking about the husband falling in love with the house help.
Mm.
That could happen because could. The heart wants what it wants. And you're not in charge of another person's heart.
Right, definitely.
Right? That could have happened even if you were there
at
all
home.
The time at home.
True.
Yeah,
true.
There are many instances where you are there and stuff is still happening there.
Man who's stealing your wife.
You're on. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Cheers to life! Thank you for the ginger. What's your name?
This is Kelvin calling from Ebeda.
Welcome, Kelvin. How much of your life will you give up for your children?
Okay, wait. Before I would give up my life, there was this day I was having this discussion with a colleague of mine.
Mm. Yeah.
Then he asked me something. So I said, probably I'm trying to secure the future for my children. He told me something like, if your future is not secured yet, man, your children's future is...
It's dragging in the mud.
Then I was like, wow, okay. Then since then, I just feel, okay, why don't I just put on something first for myself?
Mm-hmm.
So once I'm secured, definitely my children's lives are secured.
Yeah. Because they can even have you, they can have you as a buffer.
Yeah.
You know, when your kids grow up, if things go south for them, they know that you are secure. They can always come back to you.
Home,
but if you were totally dependent on them, if they sink, you
all
also
sink together.
So that's me for me. I'm securing myself first, then I'll think about my children.
I don't think about my future now. Nah, my future will
take care of itself.
My future will take care of himself. Shall we go to WhatsApp for a bit?
All right. So we have Stephen who said, I can connect the topic for this morning with yesterday's topic. And to drive my point, I would like to say that it's all a function of planning. I'd like to say that I would give my total to raise my children because I called them into this world for deliberate purpose so that I can have a life after I'm gone. Wow, woo. For example, my legacy. Therefore, it's important that I make it good whether or not they're going to pay me back. And here, it is also important to state that when I began to conceptualize the reason for getting married and procreating, I must have something that is me in such a way that in 25 years, my children will be with me until I send them forth. I will be able to retire into whatever it is I have found doing for myself. I believe that whatever any man or woman is doing as a family, you should put your mind at it. Because if you fail to raise good children, it is your name. If you raise good children, it is your name. And naturally, when you do good to people, like your children, they tend to want to reciprocate.
Well, I can't disagree with anything you said. I think what the essence of what is emphasized is finding a balance.
Finding
so
a
it
balance.
Dance to the right and dance to the left.
Yeah.
That it build something for yourself and then raise
good children.
Okay, so when he said, my purpose, Abby, why I want children, the deliberate purpose of building a legacy, I'm like, I'm not really feeling
well.
These,
a lot of people want, they have children as a continuity to their lives.
Yes, that's the thing. So this is how I see it. Children, usually, when people have children, it is, I say this a lot, it is as a manifestation of your glory, really and truly. Yes, which is why you want children so bad. Why do you want children? Why?
Actually,
you
know,
why do you want children? You want children because, okay, yes, oh, I've ticked that off. You know, I have kids. Wow, look at me in another form. I have been able to. And then, of course, you want to pump in the best for your kids. The best this, the best that. Of course, so that it's like, wow, you know, look at her kids.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You brag about them and everything. And that's why I'm like, see, if you see your kids and you're like, you know, they're not like my own.
Custodian?
Exactly. I'm just a custodian, you know. Then you will raise them in the ways of a higher power. You know, it's not. It's not okay. So why not?
IRM.
Telling you, really,
you lost me at the IRM.
No,
that's
but
what,
really, you.
That's why you lost.
I just believe that
it's children a manifestation of love.
That's what I think.
Of love.
We've got somebody on the line. Hello.
What's up, Lega?
Yes. Cheers to life.
Thank you for calling.
Hey.
We were already making a single here in the studio. Welcome to the studio. What's your name?
Good morning, Ibn Abo.
Ibn Abo, thank you for calling. How much of your life would you give up for your kids?
Well, before I give up my life, why
are you all starting with before I give up my
wait.
Life?
Wait.
It's deep now. It's deep.
There's a reason why you want to give birth to children.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand? Even after giving birth to the children, what are those children giving back to you?
Must they give something back to you?
That's my problem.
No, I don't think
that's my problem.
Yoruba, we say toke teba dagwa mo omo elomo.
Okay, then translate, human being flower.
And his name
if
is
you
Kabo,
don't send your kete and your kete grows up, you will suffer of thirst. You will not drink any omo.
So you should suck on, you should drink all your milk by yourself.
What I'm saying is, I can give 70%.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yes, I can give 70%. My boss was telling me something one day. He was talking to a friend and I was there. He said, see, if you want to send your child to school and you don't have money, if you have a car, sell that car.
Yeah.
Because you are building a legacy.
Yeah.
You understand? You can't be driving your car, your children will be in the house because they are sent away from school. That's nonsense.
Yeah, actually, I totally agree.
Why do you bring those children when you know you cannot cater
take
for
care
them?
Of them? Yeah,
for legacy.
Yeah, so, but you know, after them, selling the car, if we have change, I'll go and buy myself some clothes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
No,
yes.
The purpose of selling the car was to pay school.
Yeah, but there'll be change now. There'll be change now. We'll invest some, then I'll spend some on me.
That
the car was mine. I'm going to.
You don't have to totally spend it on them.
Yes.
At the end of the day, the money you get from the car sales, you pay the school fees and you still have some change.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
That's the only thing you have. Like you said, I will give you money to send those students to school. You don't have to think twice.
Yeah, correct. I totally agree with you. And you see, I brought this up because you see a lot of parents, they never buy themselves clothes.
Yeah.
And this is hanging on the shoulders of some men who are sole providers.
Yeah.
And their salaries are so budgeted.
Mm.
Like everything is budgeted. They can't afford to take anything out of that budget. So I have a group for men on Facebook. It's called Provision Man. There was a time I asked them, so when was the last time you bought yourself anything?
Yeah.
And what was it? You know, they all went, maybe I bought myself a shirt sometime ago. Like you are the one working. So my mom tells me this a lot. So I developed ulcer several years ago because I don't eat properly.
Okay,
so she said, you are working, you're making money. The body that's doing the work, you're not feeding it.
Yeah.
But I can't forget that because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So the body that had those children, the body that's raising those children deserves some
appreciation.
Taking care of.
I agree.
That, so some 80-70% to 20-30% would do for me.
So wait. So we have somebody from WhatsApp.
Uh-huh.
Ayotunde from Magodo. He said, Wemimo, your co-host's view on children is on point.
Thank
I have
you.
To read this thing. It's
Thank
on
you.
Point. Some people's desire to have children comes sometimes from a place of vanity, which is wrong.
You're right. So you find people who, when you ask them, so you find people who want to have a girl child,
so,
for instance.
So that's why you like that message.
And she would like
of course. But wait.
She will love
somebody
it.
Else said, this is Gina from Ojo. I'm not giving anything for my kids. Jesus has already given his life for all of us.
Oh
that
God.
Should be enough.
No, wait. Are you saying that the death of Jesus will pay their school fees?
Of course. He covers like all
the... I think the aspect of legacy that the person was actually talking about is actually leaving something the children can fall back on and emulate. I don't think the legacy has to do
is
with...
Is your legacy. That's what I got from it. Because remember, he said... If they do well, is your name. If they don't, is your name. It's all about you, me, mine. And there's this thing I saw online, right? It was like, lots of parents talk about, okay, I'll do this for my child. I'll die for my child. I'll give this for my child. And they're like, will you live for them first? You know, will you live first?
Live.
Yes. Live. It's only when you live, you know, you're like, oh, I'm going to children. Like, what about you?
Living first.
You know, because the truth of the matter is, when you give up all the 100%, 90% that you're saying, let's be honest with ourselves. You will believe in your heart that your child owes you. You will believe that. Yes.
So.
And the truth is, your children owe you nothing.
Nobody.
They don't owe you anything.
You owe your children everything. Your children don't owe you anything.
Now,
you brought them into the world.
Okay.
You got pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
You sat there and you got pregnant.
Okay.
You went through labor. You had the babies.
I feel like you owe them of good parenting.
Very good.
Not your life. I don't think you owe your children your life. That's what I believe.
No, you don't owe your children.
Because
your life,
eventually,
but you owe them that good parenting and being there for them when they need you.
Yes, I agree.
And you can have your life and still be a good parent.
Absolutely.
A lot of people discard their lives for their children.
Yeah,
you lose out on, first of all, even your body. You don't take care of your body as well. You know, you don't even have friends. You don't have a good social life.
True.
You're all just like, my children. Then eventually your children will offend you. That's why a lot of children go through a lot of trauma growing up, because you've given up everything for this child, and your child will come and maybe do something childish. Will you not want to slap the child? Like, what are you saying?
That's why you find a lot of African parents say, this is my tummy that
carried you
for 9 years.
Yes.
I suckled you for 3 years.
Yes.
Like, hello.
I've done so much for you. The least you could do is
obey me.
Like, be what I want you to be. And it's like, no, that's not what it should be.
Parents who totally suspend their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Their goal, if they're going to be sincere with themselves, is to live their lives through their children.
Vicariously.
So, the things that you could not become, invariably you want to force. So if
you must be a doctor.
Yeah.
You must be a lawyer.
Because you you wanted to be that, but you hung that up for them. So you think they owe you to become that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that is it.
Right, let's go back to the phones. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Give some energy like that, bro. Give us some energy, sir.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. Yes, cheers to life. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. The topic you have said is very, very, very crucial.
Yeah.
Just like mine now, I've given up to my first son.
Yeah.
Giving her everything that I would need to give him in the world. But the world keep on misbehaving.
How old is he?
Now, how do you want your parents to feed to him?
How old is he now?
About 25 years old.
25.
Yeah.
Hmm. What did you give up for him?
Exactly.
And make him everything that he wants to be. He said he wanted you from child youth and make sure that he wants everything. Only to go to university. He said he will not go to university.
What does he want to do instead?
He just want to play around.
Playing around at 25?
He has to throw friends.
At least posterity won't judge you for being a bad parent.
So do you still feel that you owe him to make him a better person, although he's an adult?
I still hold him to make him a better person as an adult, but the boy keep on refusing. Every time I call him, come, let's do this. No, he doesn't even sit to me as a father or father to son, let's chat. No.
That's really something. That is why I was asking, how much did you give up for him? Because imagine that you gave 100% up for this. In fact, that is why you see parents who curse their children.
Yes.
Because you feel
the
pained.
Yes.
Yeah,
that,
the pain.
Wait, I hung
after
up everything for you, and then how dare you misbehave?
How dare you?
That's why I started by saying there are no guarantees as to how your child will turn out. You're going to do your best. You're going to pray for them. You're going to give them everything they need. You're going to teach them. In fact, my children, as young as they are, I tell them, I say, I'm teaching you to know the difference between right or wrong. Because you will get to a certain age where all I'll be able to do is advise you.
Yes.
And
not
you had
force.
Better understand that you're going to get the consequences of your actions.
Actions, yeah, definitely.
I'm going to be here chilling on a yacht.
Yeah.
On a yacht.
Living.
Hello.
Living in my
living
being.
My
heart
being.
My being. Oh, yes.
Is going to be expressed.
Yes.
So you had better take the lessons I'm teaching you for your own, because you are also a being.
I thought you were going to be going around for Mugwa. Which one is on a yacht?
On a yacht.
Let's put your Mugwa on a yacht, my friend.
Exactly.
Good morning. Hello. Hello. Welcome to the show. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Yay! Welcome to the show. Please tell us your name.
Remy Mo the Lagosian.
Nah, maybe that's so welcome.
The only Lagos that people will bring their family and they refuse to go back. They become a monile.
Abby, welcome to the show. Yeah. Please go on.
Yeah. I'm a Hibe.
Welcome.
What is this? I take example from the owner of the family, God Almighty. Now, when you look at Abraham, the way he brought his children, they all were there when he was buried. They must have trained them up in the farming, in the trading of what they call it, animal shepherds. So when you make your children your friends, they become your friends. Because friends is very essential and golden. But when you make them distant and make them a slave and the only teacher, so they will be scared of you. Because I'm talking from the trained teacher point of view.
Okay.
So when you associate yourself with your children and always talk to them, there are some advice that are theory, but there are examples outside. So okay. Prepare to them, this is what happened. This is what happened.
All right, thank you very much. I think she's speaking in regards to the last caller, whose son is refusing to comply. So,
trying to have a relationship, with
them. Let's take one more, and then we have a break coming up. Hello,
what's up, Lego?
Cheers.
What's up?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Please tell us your name.
Wonderful.
Is that
wonderful.
It shocked you. Welcome. What's your name?
Having a nice time on this.
Yes, we are.
Certainly.
Yes, we are. Welcome to the show. Please tell us your name.
We're living in our beings.
Okay.
Copyright that word.
We have to.
Please go on.
Okay. So this is Vito from Mushi.
Welcome. Welcome. How much of your life are you giving up for your kids?
In fact, see. Like the other one of your person said,
yeah,
things I'll give everything. I will.
No, I said I was going to give 50. Not everything.
Yes, everything. One of the callers said 100%.
Yeah, one of the callers.
Okay, callers. Yeah. Okay.
It's all about like somebody said, you call them to the world. It's like signing a contract. A self contract, a natural contract. You sign a contract with nature that this is my children. I'm willing to go to this. It's not like somebody, you know, compelled you to do so. Now, having said that, and one of the colleagues was talking about giving up himself for the children, and all, at the end of the day, the children is giving. At the end of the day, no matter about giving up ourselves for children, our children doesn't necessarily mean finance.
All right, I need to go on a break right now. I hope you're able to call us back. This is What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lagos! It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, Stand Strong by Davido is a song that some people love and some cannot stand it at all. I'm not going to mention names, but they know themselves. Welcome back to the show. It's What's Up Lagos. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. I've got a full house. I have Nancy here. I have Isoke with me here also. And when you call us, you have to pass back some energy by shouting, What's up, Lagos? That's correct. Now you can also send us a message on WhatsApp. It's 08095975805. The question today is simple. How much of your life will you, as a person, give up for your kids? Like, you have children, how much of your life will you suspend, you know, for those, just because you have those children? Let's start up with WhatsApp.
So we have Afrigogo Delogo from Obalende, and he said, as for me, I can give up 55% of everything just to make sure my children are chopping life.
Sure.
My plan is to have 7 children.
I think you need to make it okay.
I forgot. What are you saying? And each of them should have a car and good education plus 3 solid square meals with big meat. Daily, big meat.
Did he add a cup of ice cream?
He didn't add that too, but he said 3 square meals. The square does not come without dessert.
Okay.
Exactly. So, to avoid longer throats outside, so it's going to be 55% for me. Right.
I think that's fair enough.
All right.
Let's get back to the phones. We'll return to WhatsApp in a moment. Welcome to the show. Oops, so sorry about that. Please call again if you're able to. Hello?
Hello?
Ah, no, give us it energy. Is. Come on, come on.
What's up, girl?
Right. Cheers. Welcome to the show. Please tell us your name.
Okay, this is Topher calling from Bagada. I called yesterday.
All right, Topher, this is part two.
The cartoon
two.
Lover.
Ah, the yes. cartoon lover. This all is part two right. of yeah, the conversation. Yeah. Let's go on.
Okay, the thing is this. I'm going to say we are kind of sharing it.
Okay.
If they want ice cream, if the ice cream is not, if the money for ice cream is not going to be enough
to buy for
four
you.
Of us,
mm-hmm.
for yes. buy for four of us, yes, my wife, yes. me, and the two boys,
yes. Yes.
No ice cream.
God that bless is. You. Bless my
family. Yes.
No ice
come on, Dad. Hey.
And, hey. And me and my wife have one thing.
Oh my gosh.
My children can't take the place of my wife.
Uh-huh.
And my wife always tells them that, come, you guys can't take the place of my husband. Uh-huh. My husband's time is my husband's time.
Uh-huh.
Your time. Sometimes they'll be like, Mommy, I want this thing. Come, go and sit down somewhere. Uh-huh. I'm going to sit with my
oh.
guys.
Oh.
You understand?
That's
just how it is.
That's
and
it.
I always tell people, I'm not training my kids
mm-hmm.
for them to give me feeding money tomorrow. Lie.
Yeah. That's important. Very
that's
important.
That's why you must chop no. the life today also.
You understand?
Yes.
Now, the way I always tell them, come, your money is your money.
That's mm-hmm. it. If you give me
you
some.
My own money
you.
Is my own money.
That yes.
That's it.
Yeah, that's how, that's kind of legacy oh. I'm trying
so to it's supposed to be.
Chakpa is a collect person.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's it.
That is
I
like it.
We're in the same boat.
That is
we're in the
is
same boat.
You know, I even found out that, you know, women, not even just women, let me not say, people, couples, you know, they actually neglect themselves, their relationship, and they start to just pump it all
everything
up into
the children.
Their
yeah.
children and everything. Like, what about us? Like, what about our
I
love?
I know part of saying that you're
time.
Giving yourself up is that while you were single, you wanted attention and love.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have the kids. The person that gives you the attention and love, that because they gave you that attention and love, you married them.
Mm-hmm.
Now you suspend the receiving and the giving of that
for
attention and love, and then you pour it all on your children. Well, how about you?
How about you?
Because if somebody is not giving you the love or the attention, you're also starving yourself.
Yes.
And you if might you not have enough to give back.
Yes. You can't.
Eventually, you'll
be dry
you'll feel lonely.
You will
be lonely.
See, I'm on your boat. If
be
the
lonely,
ice cream
please.
Money is not
my
enough
yacht.
For all of us, no ice cream until the money is complete. We're all going to eat the ice cream.
That is it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Family that eats ice cream together.
That's it.
Hello. Okay, put up your radio and call us back, please. Hello? Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Kilo Shelly.
Oh, what's up, Lagos?
That's
I call back.
This is Grace.
Okay.
What I was telling you then.
Yes.
I didn't say the house help. I mean the husband lover got to know the house help when she went to buy bread. That lady was hanging around the street and paid the house help $500,000 to kill those children.
Oh, my God.
Okay, imagine if she were to be around. You wouldn't have succeeded. They even give her the rat poison. And according to the house, she sent the money to her mom.
And but what I'm saying is that, you know, it's a sad situation. I can't remove that experience. But the thing is, you can be in that house. Like I said, the only thing that would have happened is she could have poisoned all of them at the same time. Yeah. Of course, you must have seen videos online of people that were in the house together. In fact, the grandma cooked the soup, the vegetable soup. The house have still poured chemical inside that soup to serve the grandma. The grandma cooked the soup herself.
Oh, yeah.
She had visitors and the house was just going to serve the food and poured stuff in her own food. So you can be there.
Wow. And it still
a bad person is a bad person, yeah. You see?
Well,
that's it.
We need CCTV.
But thank you for sharing. Yeah, but the thing with CCTV,
even with CCTV
is the deed is already done.
Yeah,
true.
You need to watch the CCTV.
The deed
right?
is done. Mm. And you see, whether you are fully present there, let's even say you're a stay at home dad or mom, or you're working from home, you still need some form of help, right?
True.
Because it's not easy the working and then doing everything by yourself. So it's a thin line that God is just going to help all of us through.
You know, even as a mom, you can be present and something happens to your child.
That's
you probably
it.
Just stepped into the kitchen and
yeah.
by
and
time
something,
you come up,
yeah, something yeah. It just happens. Yeah. Life yeah. happens
yeah,
sometimes.
You can't be everywhere
you
at the same time.
You can't. Hello.
What's up, Otolito?
Yes, cheers to life.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Adeline.
Hello. Your network allowed you to shout "What's up, Lagos?" and then knocked you off.
That's good enough.
Let's go to WhatsApp.
All right, so we have somebody anonymous who said, "I totally love today's topic. My dad is a good listener of Nigeria Info, and he might know it's me saying this." That's why he wants to be anonymous. Okay, me, I know your name, Sha, but it's okay. So he said, "I told my dad that I wasn't going to get married or even think of having kids if I don't get the financial capacity I wish to attain to give them the best of everything I can, because I don't want them to ever go through what I did. Not like I suffered or anything, but for someone who doesn't have rich parents, I still got access to the basics. And I noticed my dad didn't feel so good about my take, because he replied, 'So me that got married and gave birth to you and your siblings without being rich, am I stupid?' No, I mean, I have the great parents, but if they were more comfortable financially, I would have preferred that. But then, it is what it is. I love them regardless, because they gave me the best to their power and capacity." Mm. "And for me, I'm not going to call no child to this world if I wasn't ready to give that child my all."
Wow.
Fair enough.
Okay. Wow.
Let's take another one.
Okay, so we have Emmanuel from Lekki. He has a question. "Please, what about the societal pressure on people without children? Please shed light on someone trying so hard to still bring a child to this world at an old age. Please, what legacy or what is left for that person to give that child? I have something to say, Emmanuel."
Oh, yeah, I've been saying.
All right. Don't break my head, though. You're trying so hard
Move back a bit. Okay, you're vexing.
I'm angry. "You're trying so hard to bring a child to this world and you're old. Go and adopt. That child can carry the legacy that you're trying to build, right? Go adopt. Pour love and life and light into that child. Like, that's why I'm like, it's all vanity. Must it be your own DNA, your blood, your...
It's not a bad thing.
It's not bad. Go adopt. You're old. You can't have a child. You're trying... Why are you trying so hard? Go and adopt."
I think you're trying so hard is probably... I'm sorry if I'm wrong. Infertility issues. So probably going through IVF treatment and all of that. That's what the trying so hard is. But like Isoke said, adoption is not such a bad
thing. Give a child a second chance.
One of the problems with that in our African society is that people still think that an adopted child is not your child.
It's our culture.
You still think that... Imagine if you have a family member that adopted. Some of you still look at that child with a side eye. If the child sneezes, no wonder he's sneezing. We don't sneeze like that in our family. It's because he's not from here. But that's totally wrong. An adopted child is fully yours. And what is, again, what is parenting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is being a parent?
Yes.
Is having the privilege to contribute to the being of another person.
Of another being.
Yes. Yeah, it's a being for me.
But we need to be giving you accolades on this.
You see, there are people that I've never met.
Mm-hmm.
That have possibly contributed to their lives more than their parents
Absolutely.
Have. It's a privilege, right, that I'm able to contribute to the wholesomeness of your being.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a little child, because they are still fresh, unmolded, and you're able to mold them, right, you're even more privileged because they are more raw, they are more open.
I think it's a special place in heaven for people that don't.
I think so. And you see, myself, I've promised myself the number of children I want to have and the number I want to adopt, because they're babies and need homes. And you see, if you're keen about having children, again, life happens. No. Maybe you want to have your own child, and it just doesn't happen. I would not say give up on trying or to birth your own biological child, but while you're doing that, don't deny yourself the privilege of the love of a child.
True.
Go adopt one.
True.
If you can afford surrogacy, if the problem is with you carrying the baby or sperm issues, as many of you would know, I've been involved in fertility cases with a lot of our listeners, right? We've had to use donor eggs, donor sperm, you know, in attempts to have a child for these families. So try everything you can. If that's not working, go to the adoption home. It's not a very easy process.
Yes.
But the earlier you start, the better your chances.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Go through the right channels.
I agree.
If that's not working, if there's a family that have too many children, they're not able to take care of them, you can take one of them and raise, right? You know,
and
again,
God will still bless you.
God will bless you.
Sometimes those adopted children end up taking care of their parents more than the biological children.
Not because they feel like they owe it to them. But because of that love. You know, I just think that a lot of people love.
When you show someone love, I think it just has a way
that's
of
coming around.
It is the love. So it's not like, okay, I think that my children owe it to me to take care of me. My
or you say to an adopted child, you would have been languishing in that adopted.
Very wrong.
I don't think
a lot of people are actually honestly ready to be good parents. Mm-hmm. I think what I think people are ready for is a manifestation of their glory.
Oh my.
Which is why you would believe that an adopted child is not sufficient.
Because he doesn't have your genes.
Can't you be a good parent?
From you.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
I agree with you.
Does it? Thank you.
I agree with you.
Holla at me.
Oh, yeah. What a wisdom.
Thank you.
What's a wisdom.
Take a jacket for me.
Oh, Dana. Has some. 700-993-993-993. We've got some more time before we leave you. Hello. Irao, give us energy first of all. That's a password around here.
What's up with you, Lagos?
Thank you for being here.
Isoko already?
Ah, you know my name and my surname.
He called you yesterday too.
Oh, this okay.
That must be Chris. Now.
Are you the same?
That must be Chris. He knows everybody.
Chris, when I said I didn't know you are the owner of my village.
Oh, okay. Yes, I own that village. That's me.
Owner of
the village.
Welcome to the show. Your network again. I think it's the one that called earlier and the network knocked him off. Yay. Are you there? Oh, no way. The network just allows him to shout, "What's up, Lagos?" And then
he'll say my name and surname. Call back if you can.
We have WhatsApp messages?
Wait, we have someone.
Yeah, I've got people here. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yeah. What's up, Lagos is a passcode. Let's have
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Welcome to the show. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Anonymous.
Anonymous, thank you for calling.
Because my people used to hear this radio.
That's
so I don't want them to know.
That's okay. That's
hear me speaking.
That's all right. So how much of yourself are you giving up for your kids?
You know, I too am a victim of what you are discussing this morning.
You're a victim?
My father has money, but he has two wives.
Okay.
So the first wife, the children did not go to school. So my father said he can't send me to school because I'm the son of a second wife. Mm. So because of that, I pick up my life right from the trash.
Mm.
Struggle all about. Mm. And to cut the long story short, I'm close to 40 before I got married. So when I got married, the struggle continued. My two children finished secondary school in 2018.
Okay.
But they couldn't get the first one to jam.
Yeah.
He got an admission, but I don't have money.
Hmm.
2019, they stopped me from where I'm working.
Oh.
Because it's a contract work.
Hmm.
And there's no any payment. And already I'm over 50.
Huh.
Now, how to move forward for these children? I don't want their life to be like my own.
Mm.
I want best for them. Mm. So when I look around, there's nothing I can do. The only piece of land that I have to sell it last year for them to go to school. So last year, the two of them did jam and they make it and they got admission.
Nice.
So they are now in school.
Congratulations.
So that is the essence I can go for my children, because I don't want their life to be like that of my own.
I'm really glad.
And I pray Yobani Omota Bibi Tako Unibili Takota. So that is why I sold that land to send them to school.
I'm glad you found a way around it, but there's a question I'd like to ask you, and I'm not sure if you've ever thought about it, but do you think that these children, when they finish school, would you be depending on them to, I mean, at least make your life also a bit more comfortable because you gave everything up for them?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I make my life comfortable with my wife. We are just managing with the little we have. But I just want them also to have something so that in future they will not be saying that that stupid man just bring us to life and doesn't have any plan for us. That is why I just have to take that step.
I'm glad to hear that. Thank you very much. Thank you for sharing your thought with us. That's quite an experience.
Yeah. I don't think it's every parent that wants something in return.
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
You actually shouldn't.
Yeah. You shouldn't.
Right. Yeah. And I'm glad that he found a way around it. My thought is just towards hoping he gets another job. Mm. Because when you sell a piece of land, the money finishes.
Yes,
right?
It does.
After you pay fees and buy food. Yeah, and exactly. School fees
it's
is paid on
a
yearly.
It's now up to the children to understand the sacrifices that their father has made for them.
And I hope that they're also rolling up their sleeves and working, getting something to get by in school.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Thank you so much for sharing your thought with us. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Loga?
What's up?
Hi.
Yes. Cheers to life. Well, welcome to the show.
I'm ready to give all to my children unconditionally. I remember when they were very young, around maybe the first son was about 6. Or so. So there was this house help that I had then. The lady was so great, you know. But I went to the office in the morning, she was there with them. But on the day that she wanted to leave, I cried. Then I made up my mind to give up my job. Then I was in the banking industry, and you know, it can be so stressful. So I had to give up my job for my children. And when I was leaving, I had my boss saying, "What will you now be living on?" And I said, "Let me leave it to God. I can't leave these children at this tender age."
How old were they?
The first one was 6. The second was 3 years old. So I left the banking industry and I faced them squarely. And there's one thing about me, maybe because I studied education, every stage of their life I monitored with God on my side. And today I might not have money, but seeing them coming out, you know, very good children is enough for me. And I know by the time they are through, the Lord God Almighty will give me what I will hit.
Amen.
Thank you so much for sharing, Shakira, for you. We actually and absolutely need to go now. Thank you all for hanging with us on What's Up Lagos. Tomorrow is another day. Let me give you a sneak peek into what we're talking about tomorrow.
Tell me.
Tomorrow I'll be asking you, why do women give up their friendships when they get married? Make sure to join us from 10 o'clock tomorrow on What's Up Lagos. My name is Wemi Adewunmi. Soken's here.
Hi.
Nancy is here.
Hello, Lagos.
After the news at 12, you're listening to The Sun Is Sad. Hard Facts is by 3, and we'll see you tomorrow. My name is Wemi Adewunmi. Good morning, Lagos.
Hi, thank you.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.